Good morning and welcome to Open Heaven Hour, Teenagers Edition, proudly presented by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. This is a sacred moment where we as young believers come together to reflect, grow, and receive wisdom from God's Word. Today, we'll be using the Open Heavens Teens Devotional, written by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. It's a moment to pause, refocus, and align ourselves with God's purpose. Today is Tuesday, the 15th of April, 2025. Our topic for today is Look at Jesus, Part 1. Memory verse. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12 verse 2. And the Bible text would be Hebrews 12, 1-2. Message. In the days of my childhood, the only way anyone could get to my village was by road. However, I recently discovered from an online research that anyone could be present in my village without being there physically or traveling by road. This, I learned, could be made possible through virtual reality. A virtual reality device is usually placed across a person's eyes in a room, and that fellow begins to see things in specific locations automatically as if he or she were physically in that location. Times have truly changed. My dear child, do you know you can experience spiritual realities just like you would experience things in another physical location by wearing a virtual reality headset? This is possible when you keep looking at something and are transported into a spiritual realm. When this happens, the things that were not visible to you become tangible. You can feel, see, and lay hold on them. This year, I want you to be so focused on Jesus, such that as you look at him constantly, you will begin to feel his presence mightily. When you do this, your mind will be transformed and you will start becoming like him in your words, actions, and thoughts. Prayer point. Lord, please help me to fix my gaze on you continually. In Jesus' name.